Welcome, everyone. On behalf of National Law Foundation, I'm Steve Singel. Our topic today is portability, now more important than ever. We've talked about portability with clients before. Back in 2012, the American Tax Relief Act, the ATRA Act, made portability permanent. It became in the law in 11, and it became permanent in 12. So here we are years later saying, we need to rethink it, and it's even more important than it's ever been. Why are we saying that? Well, what we're seeing is portability has been an addition in the law that has worked very well. It allows a decedent's estate that doesn't use all of its exclusion and leaves behind a surviving spouse to allow the unused exclusion of the decedent to pass to the surviving spouse. It's called the DSIV, the deceased spouse's unused exclusion. And that's a phrase the IRS uses. That's their abbreviation. DSIV means that when a spouse dies, leaving a survivor, the unused exclusion of the decedent can pass to the survivor. How much is that unused exclusion? Well, when did the decedent die? If it was 21, $11,700,000. If it's 22, $12,060,000, those numbers are indexed for inflation. The 23 number will be significantly higher, one would anticipate. But this goes back to 2011. Deaths in 2011 are eligible for portability. So this becomes something that we recommend people really think about. The reason portability came into the law was to create a more level playing field for the people who were very sophisticated planners, who had expensive tax attorneys and CPAs who understood all the refinements of estate planning, and they would be urged to create separate property so that when the first spouse died, the survivor would inherit that property with an opportunity to fund a credit shelter trust. And that way you got to use the federal exemption at the first death. If you didn't fund that trust at the first death, if you left everything to your spouse, there might not be any tax at the first death because of the marital deduction. But that first decedent lost his or her opportunity to take advantage of the exclusion at the first death. So even when the exclusion was $3.5 or $5 million, if the decedent left everything to the survivor, there was no use of that credit shelter. There was no portability. So the opportunity was lost. When the survivor died, he or she would have his or her own exclusion, leave it to children, grandchildren, whoever, but for the married couple, you got one exclusion. So we planners figured out a way. We would say, we'll set up what we call the bypass trust or a credit shelter trust that would, at the first death, create a life interest for the survivor, remainder to children. That way, when the survivor died, the property inherited in that trust from the first decedent was not included in the survivor's estate. Therefore, the decedent used the exclusion. He or she got to use the $3, $5, whatever million exclusion at death one that funded the bypass trust, wasn't taxed at death two. The surviving spouse, when death two occurred, got to leave his or her full exclusion to the children or grandchildren or whomever the heirs were. So you got two exclusions. When it was $3.5 million back in 2009, $7 million could pass without tax. If you didn't take advantage of the credit shelter and left the first decedent's estate to the survivor, the maximum passing without tax would be $3.5 million. And sometimes you had a married couple where the assets were dominated by one spouse and the other spouse had very little. If the spouse with very little died first, even if you had a credit shelter in that person's will, there was very little of the exclusion left. The survivor may have had wealth beyond the exclusion. Well, some of that wealth, to the extent it was beyond the exclusion, would be taxable at the second death. So portability was designed to level all that out, to say you don't have to have a bypass trust if you don't want it. You can leave your assets either outright to your surviving spouse or in a Q-tip trust, get the full marital deduction. So you got a basis adjustment at both deaths, fair market value of the assets at both death one and death two, because you had estate inclusion. But with portability, you got the unused exclusion of the first spouse porting to, moving to the surviving spouse. So now you had the opportunity to significantly reduce transfer taxes.